Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Dirt Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, December 14th. The grains closed mixed with March corn down 3 cents at 650 and a half, March wheat down a penny and a half at 749 and a quarter, and March beans up a half a cent at 1485. The Fed came out with a half a point increase, taking interest rates to 4.25 to 450. The big talk was that they said that they will extend interest rates even higher next year. Most people were looking for maybe a 0.1 increase next year. They're talking about a 1% increase. That broke the Dow as much as 700 points off its highs. Right now, we're down 322 on the Dow, 80 off the lows. We had just rallied 160 points in literally a minute as the bonds turned higher on the day. The bonds are back lower, and then the Dow broke again. So it's been kind of a wild day, but certainly downward pressure on the Dow. Who knows if it'll be that way in an hour or so when we close. The grains were lower off news of the Odessa elevators getting back into operation. They're not at full capacity or full potential out there, but at least they've got the power restored and they are exporting and ships are going out. So that put a little bit of pressure on corn and wheat here today. The weather up north, obviously, very snowy, wet. We've been raining all day here in Chicago. That's going to help the Mississippi River. We know that down south that the rivers had rising levels, but not so much up north. But this band of snow and rain through Iowa, Minnesota, into Wisconsin and Illinois is going to help the upper regions of the Mississippi River get some of that level back higher. So I think all that played into it. The beans were really pretty strong most of the day here. They opened up lower off the weak dollar and the corn and the wheat being lower, but came back on its own. It rallied 15 cents off the lows. I think as much off of the weather in Argentina. They've had their rains. It looks like it gets hot again, not as hot as it was 2 weeks ago, but temperatures well into the 90s with not too much rain. Now, they did stick another rain in there on Wednesday next week. They've been putting it in, taking it out, but it was only a 30% chance. So I think the trade's kind of discounting it out here a little bit. But they have had some rains. Export sales tomorrow, they're looking for 250 on the wheat, 775 on the corn, and 1.8 million metric tons on the beans. China is just underwater with this COVID. As I mentioned this morning, the Chinese have rescheduled the meeting for Thursday and Friday that they apparently had canceled. But apparently a lot of streets are empty in China. Nobody's going out. Nobody's socializing. So, I still think they've got massive COVID issues there. And I ultimately think after the first of the year, it's going to lead toward some kind of recession there. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.